You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Spirit mind. The devil knows he can't stop your spirit mind. So what does he do? He puts up things for your fleshly mind. And while Peter was walking on the water, it was his spirit mind. It was the mind that was locking in on the fact that Jesus has done these miracles and I know he's able to sustain me. But then after a while, the natural mind comes up. And the natural mind causes Peter to see, verse 30, the wind was boisterous. Now watch. The wind was boisterous when he started. Because Matthew already said the wind was contrary. So he's not walking into something that he didn't already see. Then it says, he was afraid. What was he afraid of? Jesus did not ask him to come on the water. He asked Jesus to enable him to come on the water. Jesus opened the door. He walked and saw the same wind that he saw before he walked. He wasn't afraid when he asked to come on there, on that water, but now Matthew says he was afraid. Why? Mind shift. Double-minded men, double-minded people. Notice, I'm going to walk on this water. Lord, if it's you, bid me come. All Jesus said was, come. And he walked. One word. No analysis. No determinations. No observations of the environment. Just come. Spirit mind takes risk. But the moment he goes, see, look, Satan could not stop him from walking on the water. But he could stop him from staying. Satan doesn't try to stop you from getting married. He tries to stop you from staying. Satan doesn't stop you from getting that job. He creates conflict so that you won't be able to serve God and do the things you've been doing while you hold on to that job. In other words, Satan raises up or works with that split mind. That word double-minded in the book of James is the word dipsukos. It means the mind that is incapable of remaining stable. It starts out stable, but through a series of events and occurrences in the natural, it quickly defaults to the unconscious. Now, what did the unconscious mind tell Peter? You can't walk on water. And where did it tell it to him? While he was on the water. So the truth is, the enemy doesn't want you to realize what God has done. He wants you to continue to look at what's not being done. And since we have a propensity to look at the negative, you're in your house and you hear, boom! You right at the window, right at the door, looking. I got to look. You hear the siren. You're looking. Especially if you see blood, you're right out there. Oh my God! I wonder what happened. Why do we have this need for negativity? We love gossip, complaining. Why? Carnal mind. It feeds on negativity. It won't let you walk in faith. It wants you to walk in doubt. Right now, you sit here and your spirit mind is saying, God is able. God is able. He can do anything. You're up praising God when you hear God can do anything. He is able. God is so powerful. God, woo, praise God. Lord, let me walk on the water. And then you hear the words, it's offering time. Then the natural mind clicks in, click. I ain't got it. I can't do it. He crazy. I ain't got no tenth. I can't even make ends meet. I can't do so and so. Carnal mind has just taken over. Watch. Carnal mind. You go to the doctor. Doctor says you have such and such. Take these pills. Now, you have no knowledge of pharmacology. You don't know what the you don't even know what the script says. You just take it to CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or wherever, or Pookie on Ridge Avenue. You take it wherever you need to take it. You don't even know what it says. But you have faith in the doctor that wrote it. So much so, you don't even ask if there's side effects. Any side effects? Yes. It will grow a tail on you. Your eyes will cross and turn green. You'll walk with a limp. But don't be upset about these. Just call your doctor. And he'll give you another pill. Who will help with the... But we don't think about that. Why? Because we're focused on what the doctor says. And again, I'm not putting doctors down. Thank God for them. They're a gift from God. But they're not God. One of my doctors told me once something I'll never forget. He said, Eric, God does the healing, but we send you the bill. I was like, well, why am I sitting in here with you? And you think about that. Now, the word of God says, by stripes you're healed. Why you struggle with that? But you don't struggle when the doctor tells you. Why? Carnal mind, spiritual mind. I just finished up my medical checkups. Every time, they all say the same thing. Did you get your flu shot? I said, no. You need to get a flu shot. No. I said, I haven't had the flu since 1987. Oh, well, I sure hope it continues. That's what the doctor had the nerve to tell me. I hope it continues. You know what I wanted to say. God had my tongue. Then she started telling me about a pneumonia shot for people over 30. She said, and you're 32. I said, no. Well, I sure hope. But I've learned not to argue with people who don't see what I see. What good would it have been for me to tell her about my trust and faith in God that enables me to eat right and do what's right? See, most of those things come because we don't take care of the temple. Listen carefully, and I know when the Lord instructed me to turn Saturday into my Sabbath, and unless it's something extremely critical, I do nothing. But sit before him. And this is what he taught me. He says, by you not exercising a Sabbath, you're saying that you're better than me. And you drove your body into breakdown. I created that body to have a day of rest so that it could fortify itself. But we go 7 days a week. Got to make that dollar. People need so-and-so. That's why I admire Chick-fil-A. They will not let a franchisee open on Sunday. Won't let you. You have to sign a paper that you will not open on Sunday. Only place in the airport not open is Chick-fil-A. Not open. There's a mall in Orlando that I go into called the Millennium Mall. And I go in that mall and their food court is phenomenal. They got a Chick-fil-A in it. I was over there one Sunday and it was the only one not open. I was angry, but I admired him. But here we are, children of God, work 7 days a week. And what good is it if you die? Then somebody else gets all your stuff that you worked so hard for. That's why you got to draw your last breath when you spend your last buck. Come on, what about your kids? Let them get a job. Bible said all I had to do was leave mine a good name. And they say nothing about me leaving her money. Well, you know, the Bible said that the children are, parents are supposed to lay up an inheritance, a good name. What influences our mind? The expediency of the situation. I need to get this done right now. That's why holistic doctors, their treatments take time because they're dealing with causes. They're not treating symptoms. Even now, there is a gigantic discussion in the medical community about arthritic pain. And most people who suffer with that, they wind up taking Advil, Tylenol, you know, all those other things to treat that. And the holistic homeopaths, they're teaching that it's coming from inflammation. So they treat the inflammation. And the first thing they do is direct you toward a plant-based diet. We don't want to give up the ribs and the chicken and all the other stuff that creates the inflammation. It's like diabetes is a disease of the metabolism. You can't feed it. If your metabolism is under attack, you can't feed it things that hurt the metabolism. But we think, if I can stick myself with a needle, I'll be okay. You can't stick yourself with a needle and eat three pieces of sweet potato pie. But that's how we think, because we, in our minds, we say medicine will solve all problems. Well, if that's true, then why hasn't medicine discovered a cure for cancer? In our mind, we walk away sick and stay sick because we will not do what's necessary to reverse the condition. We won't do it. We know that we have a propensity to develop high blood pressure, but still we eat foods that promote it and claim God heal me. That's carnal mind. Jesus would pray for people and say, go and sin no more. What's he saying? Don't go do the thing that brought you into the bondage. You hear testimonies about people who receive miraculous healing. Then they go right back into the same lifestyle and the condition comes back. Where is that coming from? A mental lapse. Peter was on that water. In other words, God brings you out of something, you're on the water of change. But the moment you get on the water, the enemy comes back to you and tells you to go right back into that old lifestyle. Eat those same things. And I understand that. I understand that we, you know, there are certain foods that we want. But look at this as we conclude. Look at this. When Peter came out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus, verse 29. But verse 30 says, when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? This word doubt is the Greek word distezo, and it means to have a second thought. It means that something came where you had another thought. Here's the conflict. Part of you said, I can walk on the water. But another thought said, I don't belong on the water. What was the result of that conflict? He sank. Watch this. The first thought says, I can walk on the water. Listen to me very carefully. The first thought says, I can walk on the water. Did he walk on the water? But then the second thought came that said you can't. What happened? The second thought always overrides the first one. You will never move in the first one when the second one comes and continue in the first one. Because in order for you to focus on the second one, you have to take your attention off the first one. Now, if we rewrite this verse the right way, when Peter was walking on the water and then his second mind came, had he said, get away from me, I'm doing this thing. But most of us never give in to the first one. We give in to the second one because the second one is the logical mind. And logic and faith do not work together. It was not logical for Jesus to raise a man that was dead 4 days. Decay had set in. Theoretically, there was his body had begun to just decay. And Jesus spoke to that decayed body. Do you understand what I'm saying? He prays down at Lazarus' tomb, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you hear me every time I pray. But for the sake of those around me, I'm praying in the open. What's he doing? Trying to get their minds around the fact that he's about to do something significant. Our minds pull us in one direction or the other. Now here's the greatest conflict. We serve a God that is omnipotent, all-powerful. But his hands are tied with our minds. It is not the devil that ties God's hands. It's us. And we may speak out of our mouths, God can do this thing. God can do this thing. But in our minds, we are deeply conflicted. 20, 30 years ago, Christians would say, oh, I believe God to heal me. So they would throw their medication away. That was not a wise thing to do. Because in most cases, the faith wasn't really in God. I tell people, if you believe God heals you, go back to the doctor who put you on the meds and let them see a change in your condition. And then that doctor will take you off the meds. But don't let the enemy cause you to die an untimely death because of some, you know, mindset that's really not biblical. Faith is not silly. If you only make $1,000 a month, you don't buy a house with the mortgage at $1,200 or even $1,000. Well, I believe God. God's going to provide this. Well, then let him provide it before you go into it. Double-minded thinking has caused the downfall of many in Christ. And that leads to a level of unbelief that goes into every area of our lives. Every area of our lives. When it comes to obeying God, that requires mental assent. It's not spiritual. It's mental. You make up your mind, I'm going to be in church every time the door opens. But we'll say, no, can't be there every time the door opens. Really? Who said? Things come up. Really? Who said? Listen, here's what I've learned. We will be where we want to be when we want to be there. If our minds are not submitted to the Lord in minor things, how will we walk on the water? The disciples didn't get it. That's why Jesus was always exasperated. He said, I can't send these people away fasting. Feed them. They're like, where are we supposed to feed them? Don't you see what I see? I mean, you just watch me do all these other miracles. You don't think that we, what they should have said when he asked that question, or gave them direction to feed the multitude, what they should have said was, okay, what do you want us to do? You're in charge. What do you want us to do? And that type of obedience means that in my mind, I'm saying, God, you wouldn't tell me to do something that you already hadn't figured out. But when we look at something and say, I don't know how I'm going to do that, I just don't know. That's the natural mind. It's an enemy of God, and you will never realize a fruitful end. Father, we thank you for your word and the challenge that the Holy Spirit brings. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. So when it's time to walk on the water, we don't give in to the wind and the waves, but we trust you. I thank you for each heart that's here this morning, each soul that has surrendered and committed. I pray, Father, that you would bring us to a place of complete yielding and trust in your word. Help us, Father, to lose the double-mindedness and to stand flat-footed and obey your word. To stop trying to figure things out and just obey what you say. For the time has come, Father, for those that belong to you to stand up and show the world that you really are God. We pray for our leaders in politics, our leaders in every area of our lives. We pray for our brothers and sisters throughout the world, even those that are held in chains. We pray, Father, that you would cause our minds to think your thoughts so that we will see things from your perspective. And above all, glorify yourself in our lives as we glorify the name of Jesus.
We pray that you were blessed and encouraged by the message you heard today. To order today's message, call 215-885-2585. When ordering, refer to the program title, The Natural Mind versus the Spiritual Mind, or the program number 02119A. If you'd like to view the Climbing Higher daily telecast, tune in to WBPHTV on Comcast Cable Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Please check your local cable listings for the channel number in your region. To stream Bethel's Sunday services live, visit BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app on iTunes or Google Play. We stream live on Sundays beginning at 8:15 a.m. and 12 p.m. You're also invited to join us in person by attending any of our Sunday services taking place at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m. at our main sanctuary located at 2929 West Shoneham Avenue in Winco, PA. For more information about Bishop Lambert and Bethel Deliverance International Church, follow us on social media through Facebook and Instagram, or contact us at 215-885-2585. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.
The Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches invites all women to Women's Conference 2019. Daughters of the King, wear your crown, Friday, May 17th and Saturday, May 18th. Come and join us for 2 days of praise, worship, and life-empowering workshops from dynamic speakers. Joining us on Friday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. will be Evangelist Joyce L. Rogers, founder of Primary Purpose Ministries Incorporated of Carlton, Texas. On Saturday, beginning at 8:30 a.m., there will be a special panel discussion featuring the women's pastors of Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches. The mid-morning and afternoon sessions will be facilitated by guest presenter, Pastor Latera Ruffin from the Life Empowerment Church of Moreno Valley, California. All sessions will be held in the sanctuary of Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. The deadline to register is Friday, May 3rd. Registration is available online at BethelDeliverance.org. For more information, call 215-885-2585. That's 215-885-2585. Ladies, don't miss this uplifting time of praise, worship, and life-transforming teaching from anointed women of God, Friday, May 17th and Saturday, May 18th. Plan to join us and register today.
All ministers and aspiring ministers are invited to the Making of a Minister training session with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. He'll be joined by his co-host, Pastor Brian Weatherspoon of Tabernacle Harvest Church of Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Come and join the pastors as they share from their 45 years of combined experience. This special session will equip you with the tools and knowledge for effectively crafting your sermons in order to rightly divide the Word of God. You won't want to miss this important time of training and development. It's happening Saturday, April 13th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. Admission is free, but you must call to register at 215-885-2585. That's 215-885-2585. For more information, visit BethelDeliverance.org. We look forward to seeing you there.